and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
Hit the road, Jack. Hope you're recording, because that was
I did get
pretty
that.
Good.
Well, I guess the audio will be the judge of it, won't it? They'll also test me whether or not if I know how to distort it and make it sound really weird.
Impossible. Pitch perfect can't be messed with.
You know, there's a pitch that you can sing in like an octave or something that's called like the angel tone.
I just did it, Nick.
Oh, so you are familiar. Well, that's good. That's excellent news. I don't know specifically what, like, I don't know the music terms, but apparently I watched a video of a kid singing in it, and it's almost like...
Brought you to tears.
Almost.
Really?
Well, no, not really, because it was like an episode of America's Got Talent. So it was, you know, not a particularly moving setting.
Right.
But it was like a seven-year-old, they'd be like, Amazing Grace. Except that he was good at singing. But it was like some note that was like, that triggers like some part of like some cerebral response from people. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I think it's akin to, you know, those like weird, like it's like a metal bowl full of water and people run like a metal, like a drumstick mm-hmm. around it. It's like mm-hmm. that. We're supposed to just bring like.
All right, let me see if I can
peace.
Hit it.
Hang on, is my eyes bleeding? What? hello, yeah, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Nick and Jules with Am this morning whilst Jules is away. Well, something we'll probably talk to Jules about because I think it's very funny. But she recently posted, because she's obviously, as we all said, in Europe.
Yes.
She posted like a bunch of photos of her
carousel.
Time.
Do you call it?
Yeah, I only say that because she says that.
Okay.
But I think that's the term of what they call it when it's like you post effectively a slideshow of a bunch of different photos.
Mm-hmm.
Of her 10 photos, she posted 4 of the exact same one, which is quite funny. Very like mum energy.
It's super mum energy. And the other thing is the way that they're posted, like it's not just like 4 in a row. So she's accidentally like reposted it 4 in a row.
Yeah.
There's like 2 different ones, 3 of the same, 1 different one, and then another one of the same.
So it's somehow gone. She's almost gone out of her way to figure it out.
Like, is she messing with us? And the other thing is it's naked David. That's the picture she's chosen to put up 4 times.
She just loves that little dick. That little David dick.
I mean, don't we all?
A little bit of David dick.
Was it you I was talking to apparently that those sculptures in the time, like the Michelangelo, David, etc., they portrayed small penises because in that time, at that time period, it was seen like a large penis would be seen as like offensive and rude, whereas a small penis was more socially acceptable.
How interesting.
Mm. So it wasn't you that I was talking about.
No. No, definitely. That would have stood in my mind, because I did know there was like a social reason why like they depicted them with smaller ones.
Mm.
What do you think is the most socially acceptable public penis these days?
It's got to be 8 inches.
8 to be most socially acceptable.
Right. I don't know, because isn't 8 like the average?
Certainly not.
Oh, really?
Certainly not the average.
Oh.
No. Okay. I think it's different. Differs country to country.
So what are we saying? Like 5 inches?
I think Australia is like 5.5. But the thing is, I also don't know, because I don't know about inches. Like, who knows that measurement?
Someone with a small penis would say that.
No, I am. I look up at David and I was like, geez, that's almost too big of a penis on that statue.
But yeah, so it must have been like, you know, old Italians. I mean, they wouldn't have been old at the time, but back in the day, Italian men and women
they prayed
didn't
for little...
want to be intimidated by large penises.
So yeah, thank God, because as a woman, when they saw the penis for the first time, they're like, ah, it's a snake.
That's too big.
It's a boa constrictor.
Mm.
No, not an issue for me. Don't worry. Don't worry, ladies. I've always been publicly adamant that I'm the most average penis man.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to set up expectations or like, you know, upset or anything like that.
Upset.
Just, you know, a long running joke on my old show that I did in Queensland was just how normal the penis was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you'd rather
normalize normal people.
Yeah, totally. We don't need anything fancy.
We always talk about hogs or piglets. We never talk about just the little, you know, little
what
pig.
What would it
little,
be?
What's a mama?
A dog,
pig?
Maybe?
Well, no, hogs or piglets.
Yeah, so in between would be a dog, right?
A hog and a pig. They're the same animal.
Oh, what?
A hog and a piglet. They're the same animal.
Oh.
And then they're not just both pigs?
I'm confused by this analogy then.
So a hog is another name for a big penis, and a piglet is like a little runt of a little.
Oh, right. So a regular pig.
Yeah. So whatever the regular pig of penises. What's a regular pig called? Just a pig.
Just a pig, yeah.
Just a pig.
We don't talk enough about pigs.
We don't talk enough about the pigs, and that's why I'm trying. Everyone's talking about, these days in the 21st century, everyone's talking about body positivity, and I'm out here just saying it can be normal. You can have
fine.
A pig. You can have a pig of a dick if you want. All right, we're here on the show, and we've just come off talking with Ross Noble. He's going to be on the show tomorrow morning. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Ross, good guy, great guy.
I honestly had so much fun. He's so funny.
He's just a good guy to chat with, isn't he?
100%. Like, I would love to go to dinner with him. Ross, let's go to dinner.
Yeah, I think he's about to flee the country, but...
I could go to the UK. We surely have got the budget for us to be flown over there, have dinner with Ross and come back.
Well, no, Jules used it up by going to Europe.
Ah, damn it, Jules. And all we got was these five pictures of Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, David.
David's penis. Yeah. All of the show's budget went into David's penis. It's exciting to have him on the show. We've had him on a couple of times before. It's good to be joined by him again. Big show tomorrow in general, because we've also got the Friday's announcement.
Announcing that Fridays still exist and they're a day.
Because I know there was some debate that we were going to get rid of them and just go to a six-day week.
But they're here to stay, so it's exciting times.
Theoretically, that would work, right? Like, there'd be no reason why that wouldn't, right?
I mean, I don't want to get too like meta here. It would work because essentially you'd just shift the week and then the Monday would start on the Sunday.
Because we have 365 days a year. That's pretty closely divisible by six. Yeah, all right.
We'll talk to the people.
Anthony Albanese, respond to my emails.
I like that initially you just said Anthony. Like, everyone, we're like, well, obviously the Anthony in your phone is Anthony Albanese.
You normally call him Tony.
Of course you do.
Tony, what are you doing? Get back to me.
R&B Fridays live.
Yes, we have that massive announcement. Yes. Have you ever had to sit on big news like that? Because we are talking about the lineup, all the artists that are going to descend upon the stage.
Have I ever had to sit on big news like that?
Or at least like a secret?
I am really terrible at lying. I'm really terrible at secrets. And so I'm very glad that our management decided only to tell me about the lineup yesterday, because if I had known for more than a day, I think we'd be in trouble.
I wonder if I've had any secrets that I haven't.
I've got a very good example of how terrible I am at this.
Sure.
My mum, when I was young, like 17, 18, she made a very vehement statement that if I ever got a tattoo, she would kick me out of the house. Right. And then I had some friends that were persuasive and they were really cool. And they were like my uni friends. It was first year out of school. And I was out in Newtown in Sydney one afternoon. And my friend was like, let's get a tattoo. And I was like, my mom said she'll kick me out if I get a tattoo. And my friend was like, let's just do it. And so I was like, okay. So I went to this tattoo parlor and I got this tiny little tattoo on my rib, because I was like, if I get it on my rib, my mum will never see it. Like, I'm 18. I'm never like running around the house just like naked or whatever.
We grew up in different households, obviously.
Well, yeah, we weren't in a nude house. So I would always, she would never see it, right? And so I was like, that's easy as. I can hide it until I'm old enough to move out, and then she'll never know the wiser, right? Never be the wiser.
She'll never know the wiser.
She'll never know the wiser. I get the tattoo, tiny, like I'm talking like 5 centimeters, 5-6 centimeters by like 2-3 centimeters.
Yeah, by penis standards, a piglet of penises.
Yes, and got the wrap on, got home, and I was like, easy as, just remain fully clothed, Emily. Your mum will never know. You've got full piece swimmers. You're going to be in the clear for at least a couple of years before she finds out. I get home before her. I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. She gets home maybe half an hour later, and she walks in. She's all normal, right? Because she doesn't have the secret. Yeah. She's being all normal. She's probably, in my mind, being nicer than usual for some reason. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. So less than 10 minutes of her being home, I go, sit down. You're going to have to kick me out. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you're going to have to kick me out. And she's like, did you get a tattoo? And I was like, yes, 10 minutes. I lasted 10 minutes, Nick.
That's not good. That doesn't, you know, if we, because well, I was thinking of signing you on as like a secret agent, sort of like an undercover covert operative, not anymore. So what was her reaction after you did tell her?
She was mad, but
why?
She got over it. I don't know. Now I have two huge tattoos, so she's probably, she knows that ship sailed.
Yeah, right. Just because parents do get weird about their kids getting tattoos, don't they? They get like, I created a pure canvas and now you've ruined it.
Mm. And right? I do, I mean, it's interesting because as I've gotten older, I got my tattoos probably minimum 5 years ago, both of them now. I am kind of a bit, I do kind of regret them sometimes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think about when I'm older.
Is it because of the implications of them?
What do you mean?
Well, just, the political implications of the
tattoos. Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's because of, they're just nasty.
Because you get fined like $20,000+ now for having that.
Come on. They're pretty. I still like them. They're pop art and it's a vibe. But I think, when I'm older, maybe it's also because I'm spending a lot more time with my grandma at the moment. Like I'm thinking about an older body. I'm thinking about this body with those tattoos when I'm like 80. And I'm like, that's who, what, why?
Yeah. What you need is to get a tattoo like the back of, this is going to be a real bit of a deep pull if you ever have known this. Do you remember Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Remember the back of it, how you used to fold it in half and it would create like a weird image?
Mm-hmm.
What you need is you need to get a tattoo that looks good, and then when your skin starts to sag and fold over itself, that it makes another image.
Well, I actually saw on the internet the other day, someone got a puffer fish on their weenus, on their elbow, and when their elbow is straight, when their arm is straight, it's just like a little fish, but then when they bend their elbow, it puffs out, it becomes a big puffer fish.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That would be cool. Yeah. Something like that.
Tattoo number 4 for you.
3.
So yeah, the 2 big ones and the little one?
I got the little one covered up.
By the big one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I've just constant regrets when it comes to tattoos.
What was the little one? What did it say?
The little one said absolutely ridiculous because there was a Marilyn Monroe quote. You know it. The one that's like, if you can't handle me. No, it's the one that's, I'd rather be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know. I hate myself.
I would have got it covered up too.
But actually, that was the name of my first stand-up show, my first solo stand-up show.
Should have got it covered up.
I did. And now the cover-up says absolutely ridiculous.
Wow. Full circle.
I know.
Love to hear it. With tattoos in general.
I hate them.
I don't. Huh?
You're like, I hate them.
Yeah, I
can't stand them.
Real indicative of who you are. I don't know if it's a size thing because I don't have any. And like, I don't think that I'll
talking
ever get
talking about penises
any.
Again? It's a size thing.
Yeah. All right. That makes technical sense in what I was about to ask.
Okay.
Well, not really. What is the deal with getting them like, because people seem to put Glad Wrap or something on them after they're done. Like, what is that?
It's for? To keep them moist. So when you
right,
get...
why?
Because when you get a tattoo, if your skin gets too dry, it could crack and then the tattoo will be ruined. Basically when you get a tattoo, you put Bepanthen or like baby cream or any kind of moisturizer. They usually have a preferred brand. And then you put the Glad Wrap on so that it becomes like, it just stays moist.
Oh. Yeah. For how long do you do that?
It depends on the tattoo, how big it is, if it's colored, like anywhere from like a day or two to maybe 3-4 days.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Just to make sure that it stays moist. Yeah. It
stays moist. I never
know. Want your tattoo like you want your cakes. Super moist.
Moist. I always thought it was.
We've said that word too many times.
I always thought it was because something to do with like bleeding, but that's interesting.
No. Yeah, no, it's got nothing to do with bleeding.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like a bandage.
I feel like I would, and look, I big part of me not wanting to get one is because I would hate to do that. I'd hate to have something on my body for that like.
Well, if you, like you can also be reckless about it. Like there's no one policing you having to keep the Glad Wrap on for a few days.
I wouldn't want it to look shit though.
Exactly, of course.
That's the trade-off. All right. I won't get a tattoo.
Okay.
I was going to get a tattoo of
it's your funeral.
A little David Piglet, but right next to mine, so that way it forces perspective by default. Imagine having a statue of David just like on like your inner groin.
Not the whole statue, just the penis part of the statue.
And so also from a distance, it does look like you've got two penises, one just growing out of your thigh.
We're ideas, people.
All right. No one steal that idea. I might get it. I'd like to copyright that one. All right.
No one's fighting you.
If I see it out there, if we ever do like an outside broadcast, someone comes up to me and goes, hey, look at my tattoo, and then shows me their David penis, I'll be pretty upset.
Boy, oh boy, will I be mad.
Boy, oh boy, will I get my legal team one day. And I have 2 legal teams right now. Let's go.
Way to brag.
Most people don't even have one. And I've got 2, unnecessarily. All right, we're done with the podcast. Goodbye, Arrivederci. Tomorrow on the show, Ross Noble. And 2 big R&B superstars.
Beep and beep beep.
Wait, no, it'd be
beep 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 and beep beep.
Very good. See you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye. Influencers, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them happen to be ex-reality TV show stars.
Yeah, I'd say they vastly outnumber the just regular influencers that grow naturally in the wild.
But what happens when someone finishes up on a reality TV show and they think, I don't want to whiten my teeth for money. I don't want to, you know, say what brand I'm wearing of clothes. You know, what happens then? I can tell you.
I guess they have to go to Centrelink, possibly.
Well, it turns out some of them do go into legitimate business.
Good for them. Oh, good on you doing the normal thing.
You may remember Alora Merga. She was on The Bachelor in 2017.
Oh, who could forget Alora?
Really?
I remember Alora.
You literally remember Alora?
I remember Alora. She was, I think, I can't remember the bloke that she was going after, but she was, I think, one of the top three or four girls. And I remember thinking, Alora's not going to win it, but she's won me.
Okay. Well, interesting. Let's see if you are still won over after I tell you what she's doing for business at the moment. I will say she is very beautiful, but aren't all the Bachelor contestants and Bachelorette contestants really beautiful?
I argue that's the only criteria.
Okay. It's a strong argument. Most of the time, you are correct.
Yeah.
She has gone into business in Queensland as the owner of a crematorium.
Not a traditionally sexy business, but I'm willing to hear her out.
I feel like her reality TV stardom died. Mm. And she thought, let's get into the death business.
Better burn it whilst it's dead. Got to get rid of the evidence.
The reason that we know about this, I'm sure she posts on her Instagram about her job, potentially. Mm-hmm. But the reason we know about it is because she's in a bit of hot water when it comes to this crematorium.
You're not supposed to use hot water. You use hot fire. Alora, you idiot. Sorry, that's why she's unsuccessful.
I'm not sure if she's actually operating the crematorium herself, but she's certainly, you know, the face of this crematorium.
She's the face. Imagine being the face of a crematorium. You know, every athletes have their Nike sponsorships. Alora's like, I'm the face of death.
So the crematorium is like in a business park, basically. So there's other businesses that operate around her business.
Sure.
And when they are performing the cremation, there is smoke, obviously, makes sense, coming out of the building. And then the neighbors, the other businesses, have alleged that there's also ash that is, you know, one of them's a mechanic. There's ash that's kind of going on the cars and ash that's kind of surrounding all of their stuff. And they're a bit like, do we really want, you know, particles of dead bodies on all of our stuff? They don't.
The answer's no, as it turns out.
They haven't confirmed whether or not that is the case, like whether it actually is human remains.
Oh, it's probably not a scented candle, though, is it?
No, exactly. Like, you can hazard a guess. But I'm just wondering, from Alora's perspective, if it was worth it.
Going on reality TV to get to this point.
Exactly.
I would argue you probably didn't need to do reality TV to own a crematorium. I would argue that most of the people that own crematoriums have never touched or watched reality TV in their lives.
I would argue maybe she should just go back to teeth whitening.
Hit breakfast. Nick and Jules with Em this morning, 23 minutes past 7, and on 131060, is Nick right?
That is not what we're asking. Is it acceptable to pee in a hot tub? You've said you pee in every single body of water you've ever been in.
Mm.
Pool, ocean, fine. Hot tub, hard no from me. Well, too close. Don't like it. Get out of the hot tub.
I would argue it's probably better than the ocean because there's chemicals in there that nullify the wee.
Sorry, but the whales and the dolphins don't really want your pee either.
Yeah, well, there's no whales or dolphins in my hot tub. So arguably better. There's way less wildlife I'm impacting, isn't it?
I suppose.
Let's go to the phones and get some people to be the judge and jury here. Look, I'm happy to take one caller, one win. That's all I need. On 131060, we've got Ebony who's given us a call from Shep. Eb, is it okay to pee in the hot tub?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Ebony. 100%. This is what I'm saying, Ebony. Yeah. Why the hell not? Eb, the thing is, it's chemicals anyway. Like, it doesn't matter, does it?
Absolutely. But once you get in there and you get warm, it's a natural thing. It just has to happen.
But warm, don't you think
warm
you're too
water
close?
Is warm water, Emily.
No. You're too close to the people around you, Ebony.
Oh, nah, Em, get over it. Get amongst it, mate.
Yeah, get amongst
it.
Everyone's doing it.
It's a new trend. Hanging on to it. Everybody else is doing it. So just let it happen.
So you think that maybe my life will change for the positive if I pee in hot tubs starting from now?
Can I say this, Ebony?
100%.
It's a mindset 100%. Thing, isn't it? It's a mentality that you carry across the rest of your life, right?
Yep. I'm with you. 100.
Ebony and I never have a full bladder. Never. Well, I mean, I don't want to generalize, but, you know, I hope that's the case. All right. Well, after the show, we'll get Em down to go to a hot tub and we'll all take turns.
I don't even know if I could do it. I don't know if my body would allow it.
Yeah, well, just
if there was no one in the hot tub, maybe.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Oh. Ebony's just, shocked.
You're making your life more difficult than it has to be, Em.
I respect that. You know, when you put it like that, Ebony, I think I'm slowly getting swayed, to be honest. All it right. is easy. You don't have to get out, take your togs off.
Yeah.
No, go through the togs, no matter what. And thanks for the call, Ebony.
See you guys. Have a good day.
I got caught shoplifting.
I cannot believe this. And I can't believe you're telling us.
Well, I want to get ahead of the scandal.
Okay.
It's like, you know, when you commit a crime or maybe you get caught having an affair, you want to get out to the public and you want to hold your press conference first before everyone finds out. That way it looks like you're sorry.
Is that TMZ at our window?
I think. Better not be. Who gave them our address? Me. I wanted to get papped.
You would, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I had my hair and makeup done this morning. And I don't even have hair. I went the extra mile. But no, I got caught shoplifting, Em. And I'm not proud of it.
I mean, I shouldn't think so.
Do you think many shoplifters are proud of what they do?
The thing is, with the cost of living, I don't think it's, you know, you obviously wouldn't be proud of it. But
shoplifting
also,
would be through the roof.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, it means to an end.
Yeah. I mean, if you need a $5 note, you know, to borrow, Nick, just tell me.
All right. Well, let me tell you what's actually happened. Because I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm just stealing like Mars bars and hiding them up my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
It was way more than that.
Oh, gosh. What? Yeah.
So at Woolies, at supermarket, doing the shop, whatever. I do what I call the quick shop most times. Like, I'll probably go to the supermarket more often than necessary because I never buy much.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my, like, the reusable bag in one hand,
uh-huh,
and then I like whatever I'm buying in the other hand generally. And then when I get to the checkout, I pop them all in, self-serve, all that jazz.
Yep. Makes sense.
What I had done is on this specific shop is I had realized, it's like, oh, I need to actually get more stuff than I can carry. So I put all my stuff in the bag,
mm-hmm,
put the bag over my shoulder, and then had more stuff in my hands. And I go to the checkout, boop, 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 do the checkout. But I didn't scan or pay for anything in my bag because I'd forgotten about it.
Oh, no.
And it was like a lot of stuff.
Oh, no.
Like, it was like not just a Mars bar. We're talking like meats. Veggies.
Meats.
Like about $100 worth a year. Anyway, as I walk out of the Woolies, having thought I just paid for whatever was in my hands, the lady at the checkout register lady, she's like, hey, can I just check your bag? And then as she said that, I had a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
And I wanted to vomit. And I went, oh no. Oh no. What have we done here? I said to her, I am so sorry for what is, and I didn't even know, I couldn't even get the words out. She's like, what are you saying right now?
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, well.
There's $100 of stuff in my bag.
I said, this doesn't look good, but I have not paid for anything in my bag. She goes, okay, well, that's quite naughty. And I said, well, yeah, that is. I suppose it's one way of viewing crime, isn't it? A bit naughty.
So, oh my gosh. It was obviously, well, it was an accident. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, it was an accident. I wasn't trying to actually steal. Like,
$100, it's very blatant. Like, if you were actually doing that, that's pretty.
Oh, you're going, yeah, exactly. It's too on the nose for actual regular theft, I would imagine. I'm not a shoplifter. I don't know.
Well, you are.
I am now. I've been convicted. It's on my record.
$100 worth of stuff.
And so she's like, well, you know, you've got to pay for it. I said, yeah, I'm aware of how the transaction is supposed to typically how it goes. And so I went back and just, you know, then have to go back to the self-serve checkout register thing,
mm-hmm,
and put everything through whilst I'm like so ashamed, head down, and she's sort of just standing over my shoulder making sure I do it. And I'm like, lady, I'm not trying to like steal. I've owned up to it. I didn't bolt when you asked to check my bag.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding a Mars bar in my, I don't know why I'm specifically
you just
hiding.
Really want a Mars bar, I
evidently
think.
I don't know. But I'm not trying to steal. And she's like, okay, just making sure everything's.
How did you forget though?
Because I never have like stuff over my shoulder. I never have like just a bag around my like that I'm not focused on. Everything that I buy is in my hands. And then once my hands are empty, I go, all right, let's pay for everything.
It's literally like you couldn't see it in front of you. So you were like, the thing does not exist.
Exactly. But in saying that, I've just given shoplifters across Victoria a new technique. Because I, you know, who's to say, what if she didn't check? I would have just got away with it.
Yeah, that is an interesting spin on it
as well.
That's
not necessarily the moral of the story.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Whether it's a friend or a neighbour, you could employ them as your disability support worker. Visit caresolutions.com.au.